I guess I'm going to throw it out there. And how has the week been for you and for the club? I mean, has it been much that has to be done with what's been going on elsewhere?
No, there's been business as usual, to be honest. I said last night in the Melbourne radio station that that we've spoken to the players. We spoke to them on Monday. The CEO, Andrew Travis, addressed the players. Marcus Ashcroft, the footy operations manager, and then I had a chat with them as well. A bit of the education process as well, what's obviously been happening. But asking them as well if they've been notified by anybody, if they know of any information to come forward. We haven't had any players come forward at this stage. So there's just been business as usual, to be honest. Because we're... Sorry.
You've got no other alternative option rather than to just trust that your players aren't hiding anything, have you? I mean, you're not hearing any information, credible information from outside sources?
No. And I think Gil McLaughlin said yesterday that they haven't either. Obviously, the AFL probably pursuing as well. But no, there's no information at all that's come to us at all. We've got no knowledge of any information that's linking us at all.
Is it a case, though, that there's so much scuttlebutt around? Are you a little bit worried? I suppose you've got to be. You've got to care for
Yeah, but the longer it goes, that probably gives a scuttlebutt less credibility as well. So we're certainly in an industry that it's racked by rumour and innuendo about everything. I suppose people are hearing this rumour, you've got to suppose whether it's a credible source. And I just think you people in the media know your sources are credible or not credible or whatever the case may be. So, certainly, even with rumour and innuendo, we haven't heard any names of our players at all.
Has it been a distraction? I mean, obviously, for the Titans, they openly admit it's been a distraction for their playing group for obvious reasons. Has it been a distraction?
Not at all. It's just been business as usual. We've got a game this weekend. We addressed the players on Monday, but it hasn't been mentioned again.
Can you describe the reaction of the players? I mean, have they been generally shocked as to what's happened?
I haven't spoken in great depth because obviously I don't know Carmichael. I know a few players are friendly with him. I think he's well respected and liked at every organisation he's been at. And I think the same was here. He's a great mentor to quite a few of our players. There's quite a few players that have come and have said that they're not involved, they don't know anything about it. So I think there was a bit of shock, yeah. I think there was a little bit of shock.
Is that kind of the worry that in a way that he was a mentor? You know, he was the older guy, being star in other codes, and you've got young, impressionable kids. Is that sort of a worry, perhaps?
I think, as Gil McLaughlin said, he's obviously made a mistake, and seems that mistake is post-footy season. I don't think you want to hang a guy that's anything been any wrongdoing prior to that. No, I think what I've heard of the way Carmichael conducting himself here was fantastic and exemplary. And I think he trained hard, he worked hard, and from what I can gather from everybody, that he was a real plus.
We saw what happened to the Titans, just so blindsided, and because we also heard today that one player knew a month ago, and obviously the club would have hoped that he would have told them, but he was advised by his lawyer not to say anything for his own. But so you've basically... with your players, you've basically taken them on trust to say, because you've addressed the players who have actually been mentioned in dispatches, perhaps, and as far as you know, that these guys have actually...
You mean players mentioned in dispatches?
Who's... As in the blokes who have been rumoured to be involved.
I haven't heard, as I said before, I haven't heard of any players rumoured at all. So if you've got players rumoured, well, you might have, but I haven't heard any rumours of any of our players.
Okay.
You talk about trust, well, that's all you can do with anybody. You ask them a question and that's the way it is, so they haven't heard.
Yeah, because it is a two-way street. They have their own personal, obviously, got to take care of themselves, but they have a duty to the club as well to do the right thing.
Yeah, and that's what's explained by the CEO, you know, that we'd like to have that information if they have it, to be able to share it with us. And not that we're going to be judge and jury, it's a matter that we'd be able to support them in the right way if that was the case, but... So I think the way that was explained by our CEO and the football manager that we're here to help and support them, so I'd be reasonably confident that if they knew anything, they'd be able to say something.
So if that's the case, it sounds like nothing might happen if that's the case. If you take
it's finger crossed. I think we're in a... I think any sporting team in Australia, male and female, I mean, that you're never going to be 100% certain of anything, are you? I mean, it's in the age demographic of where society is, so I don't think you're ever, and in any situation, even the situation hadn't arisen now, I mean, you're never 100% sure of what players do off-field. I mean, you just can't be 100% certain. But you just have an ongoing education process. The AFL are very good at that. Certainly we think as a club we are, we follow that through as well. We're constant with it. And you just keep your fingers crossed.
And just on that, I mean, obviously the AFL and the clubs in general are doing as much as they can as far as we know about the induction process, the new draftees, but in the end, obviously the individual player's got to take some sort of responsibility.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you've seen it happen at another AFL club and a rugby league club about the supplements. You know, you just need a rogue person. Yeah, and that could be a rogue player. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, as much as doctors, and this is not against doctors, I mean, there's nothing to say you might get a rogue doctor. How would you know? You just don't know. You can't be 100% guaranteed in anything. So you just got to do your checks when you employ people, and hopefully with players as well. I mean, an ongoing education process, and hopefully that you can create a good enough culture that they certainly want to be part of.
Does that uncertainty put you on edge a lot more?
No, not really. It is what it is. If it happens, I mean, I've been around long enough where you've had some controversy at clubs, you know, you've been involved with it at various stages or seen it happen at other clubs. So I suppose in this industry, I mean, sporting industry, you're never surprised. You shouldn't be totally surprised, though.
Do you have any concerns or your thoughts on the three strikes policy and when the club's notified? That's a side issue, this kind of thing.
It's a side issue, yeah.
Are you comfortable with that, given there could be this uncertainty about your players at times?
No, I think the three-strike policy. The three-strike policy, the AFL is the only industry that's got it, I think. And it's more about the health of the players. Because there's obviously depression, there's mental illness players. So some players resort to that. As their outlet, as an escape. It's like in the old days it was alcohol. So I don't think we should be ready to judge that too quickly. I think the AFL and the doctors involved with the AFL, they're right across it. They have a lot of players, who I understand, who get a strike. They have counselling and talk to them, ongoing education process. So, no, I'm certainly comfortable with that.
How quickly after sort of the news about Carmichael broke did you get the sort of players together?
Well, I think it broke on Friday, is that right? I didn't think we, and as a club, I don't think we needed to react, and we didn't, and we spoke to players on Monday. So I think in this case, you can jump at shadows. There's a lot of, mentioned before, rumour and scuttlebutt, and probably we know with rumour and scuttlebutt, some people start things that aren't true, but they want to have an agenda. So I don't think it was any reason to dance at shadows. I think you've got to work on facts and information when it comes forward on any issue, and that's what we're going to do.
Do you know if any of the players are still in contact with Carmichael, and would you have concerns if they were?
I don't know if they are. Probably in this scenario, you probably would, yeah. But I'm not aware of that.
It's a long pre-season, Rocket.
It is, mate. It's still a while to go.
So is that like this sort of thing as much the players obviously want to get out, but how do you think?
Yeah, I think the... I would think the bulk of the players are divorced from it, to be honest. They see it's not affecting us. I haven't noticed a change in their demeanour. I haven't noticed a change in the way they're training. So,
But the first now challenge...
Because a long pre-season. Yeah, for sure. You know, there's no doubt about that. I think they've trained for quite a while now, mid-November. So it's been 3 months or so. So they obviously want to get out and kick a footy in anger.
I was just going to say, just on a broader issue, what were your reaction to the Titans yesterday and his bailout by the NRL?
Oh, I think that's a good thing. People say rival codes and there's competitive juices kick in and all that sort of thing, but I don't get any pleasure out of seeing anyone, any sporting code, any sporting team, whether it's a country team or local team or an elite side, get into any sort of financial difficulty or whether there's a controversy like this and it affects the players. So... Hopefully, for the Titans' sake, that this thing can be resolved quickly and the players can move on, the club can move on, and I think it's good for the Titans that the thing happened yesterday.
Are you frustrated
Or are you comfortable with the conduct of the investigation where there's fuel being added to the fire every day, it's the tip of the iceberg, there's more to come, it could be multiple codes. At the moment, it seems like every athlete in Queensland is under suspicion. And it doesn't necessarily have to occur like that. Does it frustrate you? And your club, from day one, has been in the firing line and day five or six now, nothing's happened, but...
Yeah, I think by connection, by being in the same region. Yeah, it's interesting how the commissions work, isn't it? I think they obviously work to their own timelines. There's obviously a legal component of that. They obviously can't share information before they actually go public with it themselves or tell the people concerned. I think for everybody's sake, not only ours, but if it was just clean cut and everyone was named, and then you'd be able to deal with what you can deal with. But the innuendo on that, obviously, and there's days like this where you get asked all these questions and you don't know the answers. So, you hope that about what they said that can be actually wrapped up in the next few days and then be good for everyone.
Along those lines, because we've heard before that player was advised by his lawyer not to say a thing, therefore not to tell the club, but you would hope. Equally, the CCC would say, okay, well, let's inform the employee of that person and give them a bit of a heads up, so therefore, because the player's obviously getting instructed, so...
Yeah, you hope after when we spoke to the players on Monday that, because it's such a young group, that they probably haven't got lawyers, so that they are notified that they'll come to the club, and by what's happened in the process previous, that you would think that's what would happen, that there's rumour and scuttlebutt, but the people involved are going to be notified first, and then you'd hope they'd be able to let us know that situation. So hopefully that process can, if it does happen, is actually followed.